Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
First of all, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I really know what happened on Saturday, because I kind of sat back and went, I didn't really know what to say about it. Because I really don't. I really don't know what to say about it, to be honest with you. Let's start with the basics. You've got to be able to win the game up front, no matter what. Now, you may say you want to throw the ball 50 times. You still need to win the game up front because you need to protect the quarterback, right? So that's part of winning up front. So you've got to be able to either protect or generate the threat of a running game. By winning up front. And Penn State's got to win more battles up front. And it's a combination between, obviously, offensive line, tight ends, and also how the running backs handle it. So there's a lot of parts to it that they have to get a better handle on. And that, of course, means execution. Uh-oh, you're starting to cut out there. You're playing with the cords again. What are you doing? Don't touch anything. So they tell me on the radio, on the broadcast all the time, Steve, don't touch anything. It's like, what? You're an announcer. Don't touch anything. I'm like, okay. All right. And then, of course, defensively, Illinois did a great job of putting in a package that is not on any tape anywhere. So, in other words, you have to adjust to this. You got to do it in game, in halftime, but you got to do it in game. And you've got to be able to adjust to it. But seven offensive linemen, two tight ends, is like, okay. And Illinois, you could tell what Brett Bielema wanted to do. What he wanted to do was he wanted to shorten the game as much as possible. And they did it. They shortened the game as much as possible. And when they shortened the game up, they did so by constantly doing a good job of getting yards on first and second down, because when you see the 9 of 18 on third down, they were 8 of 9 on third down less than 4. But if Penn State could get them off schedule, they were 1 of 9 on third and 5 or better. And Penn State consistently could not get them off schedule. Now, all that said, Illinois scored one touchdown in the entire game. Right? They scored one. But they controlled the ball for 36 and a half minutes. And they did so with their running game, and they were shortening the game, taking away possessions from Penn State. Smart. And they were able to pull it off to their credit. And Penn State, conversely, only had 3 plays of third down of less than 4, and they were consistently, again, in third and long. They got pressure on Sean. They didn't sack Sean the entire time, but they got pressure on him. You want to at least have the threat of a running game. Yes, a really good running game makes your play action better, but guess what? Teams still run play action even when sometimes just like the mere fake of it, you've got guys at least thinking you might run it. That's, but it's even better when you're play action on stuff like that. And you just got to be able to win up, it's sometimes this simple about winning the battle up front, but even that aside, you throw the ball down the middle, you've got a guy open, the ball is right, you get the protection, the ball's right there, he drops it. You're like, the play's going to be a touchdown probably. It's like, oh. Okay, you're not getting any, you're not being able to generate anything consistent up the middle, so you go to the outside. Boom, you go to the outside to Dotson, get the ball into the hands of your best player. And again, I'm not going to mention names. Boom, misses the block, boom, two-yard loss. Where if the block is made, he may go for 15, 20 yards. So it's that kind of across-the-board execution you've got to be able to get. And then when you get down by the, when they're running the two-point plays, which two-point play do you want them to run? It looked to me like they emptied the bag on them. I mean, they ran the shovel pass. They ran a running play. They threw a pass in the end zone. And then, of course, the best one of all is one they've worked on for weeks. The flip back to Dotson. Boom, he goes to his right. He flips it back to Warren, who's left-handed. Goes to his left. Boom. Well, the problem with the play was, again, you had a breakdown along the way where Warren had to throw with a guy in his face, and he couldn't just make the nice, easy pass to Sean. It would have been easy to and ended it. Like, oh, the whole thing was, it just felt like it was a four-hour exercise in futility. And as somebody who's done between football, basketball, and I'll include my time as the third announcer on the network, you know, when I was, you know, all those games I worked as the third announcer on the network in the 80s, early 90s, I've been a part of the Penn State broadcast team in one form or another for over 1,500 games in my career, football and basketball. So if you've heard me say this once, you've heard me say it 100 times on this show, and it's based on this experience. When a team is the underdog, the worst thing you can do is give them hope. That's why I always talk about playing with the lead. When I mean playing with the lead, I don't mean you're up by 3 points, you're up by 7 points. That's not what I'm talking about. Get to the lead of a couple of scores in the game. All right? Make sure they're never more than two scores. That way you look at them and you go, you have no chance. Because the longer they hang in and they get some confidence, and then the longer they hang in, they get some confidence, and the longer they hang in, all of a sudden they start to think that they can win the game. Even when they were just hanging in, they didn't think they could win the game. But guess what? Now you get to a point where they start to think they can win the game. And then you start to think you might lose the game. And that is, at that point, you're playing a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game, that very dangerous game. Yeah? You're playing a very dangerous game at that point, and it turned out it was a dangerous game. They didn't win. And it's a game where you forced three turnovers and didn't turn it over once. If you were to tell me that Penn State would lose that game in nine overtimes and there were three turnovers in the game, you'd say, well, geez, boy, Penn State turned it over three times. No wonder they lost. Uh-uh, Penn State got the three takeaways, didn't turn over once, still didn't win. Wow. How about that? Think about that. That's how bizarre it was.